For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No double turn here in terms of sports gambling here in the state of North Carolina. Top three stories here right at 3 o'clock alongside Chris Lee, Dennis Cox here with you. Sports betting in the North Carolina House has passed. So it's passed through the Senate. It has passed through the North Carolina House of Representatives. Now it goes to the desk of Governor Roy Cooper, and he has 10 days to sign it into action.
It's all on you, Roy.
It's all on you, Roy.
It's all on you, Roy. Let's do the thing.
One stroke at the pen. Sports betting would be legal in the state of North Carolina. Our friend Brian Murphy, a WREL Sports investigative reporter, already has a story up on WREL.com, WRELSportsFan.com. So, again, Roy Cooper, 10 days to pass this. And the earliest that we could see it here in the state of North Carolina in terms of legally making bets is January 8th. That is the early target date. No more than 12 months from now will we actually have legalized sports betting. But the target date, January 8th. You know why, Chris?
Why is that? That's my anniversary.
No, I'm saying. Oh, is it?
Oh, it's January 9th.
Close. Oh, okay. So we can make bets on the over-under
make
of
bets.
Chris's marriage.
I going to make it to my 10-year anniversary on January 9th? You can do that on the 8th.
Hammer the over. Hammer the over. But that's college football national championship game.
Yeah.
So you want to have it set on a date where you can have a large influx of bets come in, a major event. For example, Massachusetts passed it. They passed it on opening day of baseball season. So, again, a big major event day. Because you don't want to do it on a random Wednesday in the middle of February when the only thing going on is like a Edmonton Oilers hockey game.
And you know what? I'm just glad North Carolina is just finally getting on board.
Yep.
You know, we need to find, and, you know, we'll talk about different things when it comes down to money later on. But we need to find as many monetary sources as possible. Mm-hmm. And if this is something that could help us out as a state with infrastructure or whatever, schooling, paying teachers, whatever comes from this that can help us out, we need to get on board with it. And if sports gambling is one of those avenues, then let's bring it in.
Well, one thing that we can bet on come if it does start in January, local basketball games. In terms of our schools and colleges, now we saw yesterday, Chris Lee, second thing here at 3 o'clock, Simeon Wilcher, a top-end recruit for the state for the University of North Carolina in the class of 2023, asked for his release from his letter of intent, decommitting from the University of North Carolina.
And again, that comes a week after Elliot Cadeau decided to reclassify up to come to Carolina a year early, and he's a guard. Simeon Wilcher is also a guard.
Now, Trey Parker, a guard that was a commit to NC State, is reclassifying to the 2024 class. He was supposed to be coming in this season, decided to, I'm going to stay at Overtime Elite for one more year. Reclassifying is going to come in 2024. So it's a different situation that we see with Wilcher. Wilcher just wants out of his letter of intent, wants to go somewhere else, whereas Trey Parker is going to go, you know what, I'll wait one more year, then I'll come into state.
That's a smart move by him because, you know, NC State, Kevin Keats, people have called him Chef Boyard Keats over this offseason because he's absolutely been cooking it up over there. And NC State has like the third best ranked incoming transfer class in the nation.
Yeah.
Six transfers coming in. And so what room would there be for Trey Parker? He's a guard, so not a lot. And so it's not just the players that are coming in through transfer. It's also the players who are staying at NC State. Mm-hmm. If you look at just the guards alone, DJ Horn coming in as a transfer. Casey Morsell staying for his fifth and final year. Michael O'Connell coming as a transfer. Breon Pass, a junior. Jaden Taylor. LJ Thomas. Jaden Taylor's also a transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Trey Parker going to fit into that?
Yeah, hard to find some
that's
time.
That's seven guards right there if you include Trey Parker. So already there's going to be a little cog there in that hole. So it's probably smart for him. Hey, I can still get a chance to play in Atlanta at Overtime Elite, and then I can come in next year and hopefully have more playing time available for me.
And also an opportunity for him. Yeah, he could have come in and redshirted and just sat on the bench. But that doesn't do him any good if he's sitting on the bench and not playing. So, yeah, staying one more year in overtime elite I think does benefit him in terms of he can still get on the court and play.
And also with NIL.
Yeah, right? He can still make NIL
because
money.
Think about this. Redshirting probably isn't an option anymore, especially if you have the chance to make money through NIL, depending on the athlete that you are. Now, if you don't have that platform, then maybe you can redshirt. But somebody like him, he's probably looking at probably making some money through NIL from Fayetteville. So he's a local kid. It's probably best for him to go to Overtime Elite. Let me catch some of this NIL money in high school. Then I can go to college, and then I can actually start playing my freshman year.
It's again, this is different than what Simeon Wilcher in North Carolina. So it definitely is much different in that regard. We'll dive into that a little bit more. Also, real quick note in terms of local college basketball, Dariq Whitehead from Duke in the NBA draft, having another surgery on his foot.
Having another surgery today, second offseason surgery.
He had one before the season this past year.
Had one before the season, had one after the season was over, and now this will be his second offseason surgery, which basically will be his third surgery within a year. Mm-hmm. He is considered to be a late first-round pick in the NBA draft, which is coming up, Dennis, in about, 2 weeks?
June 22nd. Up.
So
I know
your
the date really well. It's my
your birthday.
Birthday.
So that's going to be something very interesting to watch. I don't think that's going to impact his draft status. But we'll see what actually ends up happening on June 22nd. But very interesting news when it comes down to Dariq Whitehead and his health.
All right, final thing here in terms of our top three at 3 o'clock. We saw yesterday the LIV Golf PGA DP World Tour announcing its merger. Well, now we're starting to see reaction from players. Rory McIlroy of the PGA Tour, the Canadian Open coming up this weekend, shared his reaction on the merger.
It was a surprise. I knew there had been discussions going on in the background. I knew that lines of communication had been opened up. I obviously didn't expect it to happen as quickly as it did. But I really think that, from what I gathered, the tour felt they were in a real position of strength.
He also did say he still hates LIV. He still hates LIV.
You know, this whole thing is very interesting to me. And I was reporter yesterday on television, so I didn't get a chance to cook on this one. And you got a chance to cook.
Oh,
on
I
this.
Did. I called Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner, a hypocrite because he is.
If you don't mind,
Phil Mickelson, those guys hypocrites. Go on.
I'd like to saute just a little.
Oh,
bit.
I want you to simmer, sir.
Turn
the heat up.
I'm going to do more than simmer now. Here's one thing I think is very interesting, and it shows a continuation of a pattern here in the United States of America, right? Mm-hmm. That the corporation and the money is way more important than the person, right? Throughout our history as the United States of America, we have continuously shown that money is more important than people. Now, money, of course, I just talked about money for North Carolina because there's some things that we need for our infrastructure. We need teachers to get paid, but that's helping out the greater good. How does this help out the greater good? Especially when one of our potential foreign enemies is going to be owning part of this. And they've also seeped into other parts of the sports world as well that we've seen recently having these huge contracts for other soccer stars or other types of stars. I am a descendant of people who were enslaved right here in North Carolina. So you can't say this is a new thing. Back when this whole place started, we showed that money was more important than the people, especially if we didn't like your skin color. Mm-hmm. So now let's go to this Martin Luther King Jr. quote. He said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." So if one group of people can start off being less important than the money, less important than the corporation, it's going to seep into everything else. And so how is this going to potentially impact us? Well, we don't know.
No.
But we do know that people are being politicized right now. If you are a different sexual orientation, if you feel like you were born in the wrong gender, if you have a different skin color, if you have a different religion, you are being politicized.
Mm-hmm.
There's no importance being put on you. You're just being politicized. You are an argument up on Capitol Hill. That's all it is, to help drum us up in the middle to argue against each other while other people are making money under us. Imagine all of the PGA Tour folks who turned down the money, especially Tiger Woods.
Rory McIlroy, and a
now,
lot of guys.
And now all of this is happening right now under them. So as a citizen, how dare you go after the money? But when the corporations go after the money, hey, it's just business.
Just business.
So just don't be surprised. We are so divided as a country right now over a lot of things, over just who we are as people. We are divided just because of who we are. And now we see the takeover is happening because of the money. Just be worried about it. And that's all I'm going to say on it right now.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuta, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group.
The man tasked with putting together the roster, or one of the men in charge of putting together the roster, President General Manager Don Waddell, joining us here on the Keister Automotive Group Hotline. Don, first of all, thank you for your time. I do want to get your thoughts real quick. The North Carolina House of Representatives passing sports betting. It now goes to Governor Roy Cooper, who has 10 days to sign this into law. I want to know what your thoughts on it and how this impacts the Carolina Hurricanes in terms of the organization and what you all plan to do with inside the arena and hopefully developing outside the arena.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis. We're excited about it. A lot of work's gone into this by a lot of people the last 3 years. Just want to thank everybody involved getting it through. You know, what it does for us, it creates – we're trying to create a destination place. You know, we hold hockey games, NC State basketball games, family shows and concerts. We want to be bigger than that. And this gives us the opportunity to bring people in that maybe not would not come to the arena. You know, and it goes in the big picture. As you talk about development, you know, we got some big plans around here to eventually take some of this parking spaces and turn it into a district that people want to be at with restaurants and hotels and, you know, all the stores and everything else. So, you know, it fits right into what we're trying to do. You know, from a financial standpoint, you know, we can't be involved in the gambling, of course. You know, we'll pick up, we hope is sponsorship money from whoever does get the sports here. So, you know, every little bit helps. As you know, we're in a world of, you know, we can't keep up with everybody else with ticket prices and sponsorship dollars as some of the other markets. But these are things that can help us at least make some traction on that.
Don Waddell joining us right now on the Keister Automotive Group Hotline. I'm Chris Lee. That is Dennis Cox over there. Mr. Waddell, I want to ask you about this as well, because we've seen in the NFL certain players start to get in trouble for betting in within the team facility because, you know, it's legal in their – in their state, but they're on their phone. They can't bet within the team facility or even bet on the NFL themselves. Mm-hmm. And there's some players who have said anonymously to some journalists that, hey, certain things weren't covered for us. When this does pass and Governor Cooper signs this, when you guys get all the team back together, what is going to be the plan for the Carolina Hurricanes to, I guess, educate the players on what they can and they can't do so that none of this happens to Carolina Hurricanes players where we're looking up and somebody's gone for an entire season because they've been betting?
Well, we're going to remind them what their contract says. It's already covered off in the contract, the NHL standard player contract. We will remind them that, you know, they're under contract for a reason, getting paid sums of money, and this is just a non-starter. It's something that the league doesn't tolerate, and obviously we as an organization would never tolerate it. So that's the least of my worries. I got to be honest with you. You know, people that wanted to bet, and I'm not saying hockey players, had anybody could bet on any of these different offshore accounts and all that. Mm-hmm. So I think our worry about with our players and so forth is very minor at this point.
Don Waddell, President, General Manager of Carolina Hurricanes, joining us here on the Keister Automotive Group Hotline. You mentioned players and their contracts. You have a lot of players entering in the final year of their contracts. Some guys that are restricted free agents like Seth Jarvis, like Jack Drury, but guys go into the final year of their contracts that have unrestricted free agent status coming up, like a Sebastian Aho. When you look at the players that have free agency coming up after the 2023-2024 season. We look at Sebastian Aho being one of your front-facing players of the organization. What is the priority for him in order to get that long-term deal done with Sebastian Aho?
Well, yeah, you hit it on the head. We got something good going here. Mm-hmm. Players like being here, and we have to treat each contract independently. But I've already started conversations with Sebastian's agent. To me, it's a critical piece of our planning process. But I've spoken to quite a few of the agents that represent most of these players already. Just tell them, hey, we'd like to get this settled, not have a player go in his last year's contract, worried about, his contract, where he's going to play the following year and that. And so, no progress is made yet, but all those calls have begun, and we'll continue talking as the summer progresses.
Don, with free agency coming up, and we talked about sports betting and things like that, and as we're looking ahead to the future, of course, Carolina is an attractive place for free agents because of just the consistency over the last few years, the system that's here, and, of course, head coach Rod Brindamore. But how do you think that the changes that eventually will be coming to PNC Arena because of sports betting can make this a more attractive free agent destination if a player has to choose between the Carolina Hurricanes and another place?
Well, if we do it the way it's looking like it's going to go, and obviously we got a lot of work in front of us, to become an entertainment district where, people want to be in this area. And we think there's a huge benefit also to NC State for recruiting purposes. Right now when they bring their players over, they see the football stadium, they see the PNC Arena, but that's all they see. So we think there's a huge benefit for both organizations from us, from a free agency, and obviously them from a recruiting standpoint. So I think this can be a win-win for the teams, but more importantly, it's going to be a win-win for the community.
A couple weeks ago, Don, you mentioned about approaching this offseason in regards to free agency. You're going to look to maybe be active in the trade market once again. Yes, you have a bunch of a salary cap space this upcoming season, but you have to look at salary cap for future years as well. And I remember a couple years ago after you won the Central Division, we saw, I think it was about 8 or 9 new guys on the roster. How aggressive are you looking to be when it comes to the trades as opposed to free agency?
Well, I think, my job is always to see if we can make our team better. Mm-hmm. And if we can do something that we feel that puts us in a different spot, then we're not afraid, we're not afraid as an organization to make moves. And certainly I know my coach that I talk about this all the time because he brings everybody back, and he likes the stability of his players, but yeah, he also understands that we didn't win a cup this year, and if there's a chance to improve our team, he supports it. So, I think the free agent market, as you said, we have cap space this year. We have to be very careful going into for the next summer, and that's why sometimes, trades might be more appealing, as it was last year, and we picked up Max Pacioretty. Unfortunately, it didn't work out because of his injuries, but yep. We think there might be those types of deals out there again. Free agency, usually you have to give a longer term than you really want to, and usually costs you more money. And so we definitely, we got great core pieces, and we want to be able to keep those guys together for as long as we can. So by doing that, we have to manage a cap. And we just don't look at this year or next year. We map this out for the next 5 years to see, we have a pretty good idea where the cap's going to go. Pretty good progression of how we see our young players developing, what they're going to get paid. So, it's a long-term strategy, and you got to manage the cap. And as you said, we do have some money this year to spend, and we'll see what comes about with it.
Carolina Hurricanes general manager Don Waddell joining us right now on the Heister Automotive Group hotline. Here's my final question for you, Mr. Waddell. When we're talking about free agency and we're also talking about trades, but also trying to keep a certain core together, but there are some improvements that we need to, that the Canes need to make for next year. Are we talking about a couple of new faces for next year? Are we talking about maybe multiple new faces for next year where, the fans here are probably going to have to potentially get used to maybe 5, 6, 7 new faces on the team?
Yeah, I don't know what the exact number is, but I think you're probably pretty close to it. We got some spots that we know we want to upgrade on for sure, and a little bit dependent on our decisions, what we do with our goaltending. We have both guys are unrestricted also, Ronta and Anderson, So, you know, it could be probably as little as four, and it could be as many as seven, I guess, just looking at the numbers from that standpoint.
Don Waddell, Hurricanes president, general manager, thanks for your time. I know it's a busy offseason for you. The negotiations, the draft is just a few weeks away, and then free agency is less than a month away. Best of luck to you this offseason. We're excited. And also, congratulations on this past season. Getting to the Eastern Conference Final is not an easy thing to do. So congratulations to you and the organization on the outstanding season that you all had.
You guys put together a great squad for this year.
Yeah, no, we appreciate that. You know, like I said to my staff after, it's always disappointing. It takes you a few days to get over it. But, you know, looking back at the year, you know, we're one of four teams playing. We had the second best regular season record. We won three straight divisions, and first time our franchise has been in the playoff five straight years. So, you know, playoffs isn't, we don't talk about that anymore. Now it's always about the next step, how you're going to take it. So I appreciate you having me on the show, guys, and thank you.
Don Waddell, Hurricanes president, general manager, joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Also, a quick thing to point out, Chris, the only franchise in the NHL the last 5 years to win in the postseason.
That's true.
The only franchise in the NHL to win in the postseason. But something interesting you brought up in terms of, hey, we might see four or five new guys on the roster this upcoming season. And that makes sense because, again, Ronta, Freddie Anderson, free agent. St. Gaustis Bear, free agents. What do you do with other guys like, again, Max Pacioretty is a free agent as well. So there are guys even on just the quote-unquote fringes of the roster that might be a little bit different as well.
And even people that we know and known for a while and, you know, and maybe they're fan favorites here. Just don't know, like, who – and we might have to say goodbye to some players so they can make room for something a little bit better so they can get a championship.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.